What's going on, everybody? It's Alan Hallis from Breaking and Entering, and you are checking out episode 32 of the B&E Podcast. Today, we are talking to indie pop artist Lumaine, who has a few singles out, including her most recent single, White Lies. She currently lives in Indianapolis, but is originally a native of Switzerland, and we are going to talk to her about her most recent single, how she got her start in music, and where she is taking things from here. So without further ado, let's get right into it. It's Lumaine on the Breaking and Entering Podcast. All right, we are here with Lumaine, pop singer from Indianapolis. How are you doing today?
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I am doing well as well. Let's talk about, you know, your backstory, kind of how you got started. Are you originally from Indianapolis?
No, so I'm actually originally from Switzerland. I'm not even from this country.
Okay.
Representing immigrants here. Yeah, no, so I'm from Switzerland. I only moved to the U.S. 6 years ago, and I've been in Indy for 3 years now.
Okay. When did you get your start singing?
Oh, you know, I get this question all the time, and my answer is just always so boring. I've never not done anything besides music.
Okay.
Like, that's all I've been ever doing. So it's a little bit of a boring question. So, you know, I don't have like a moment where I'm like, this is when I decided to do music or anything like that. It's what I've been doing my entire life, literally.
Sure. So you were performing, I mean, I would assume at a young age then, I mean, performing in Switzerland?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like for school and some, you know, music school stuff. So in Switzerland, school's a little bit different, like the whole system. You have like school for, you know, like math and all that good stuff. And then you have music school that's outside of school you obviously don't have to go if you don't want to, but I was really active there. So I performed there a lot, and yeah, I just always loved it.
Okay. I'm looking and it looks like you've got three singles out now, including one that you put out this year, White Lies.
Yeah.
When did you kind of adapt the Lumaine moniker and really like start pushing yourself to go in more of like the pop direction?
Yeah, so I always loved pop music. I actually studied musical theater in New York, and I realized that that's not really what I wanted to do. And then I transferred to the Berklee College of Music. Actually, I finished my degree there, so it didn't really transfer. But whatever, I went to the Berklee College of Music instead and really went back to my pop roots, because that's just what I always really loved doing. Mm-hmm. But the name Lumaine came up about 3 years ago now. So I have released music under different names before, but not on like streaming platforms.
Okay.
So you can't go and find it, even if I told you the name.
Right.
But yeah, so Lumaine came, like the whole name and the idea behind it came about like 3 years ago now.
Okay. And from what I've heard, everything kind of has like this, like, not, I don't want to say like dark pop, but it has like a, like very synth heavy, you know, really kind of contrast between like dark and light with the tones and your voice. What artists do you listen to, or what artists, you know, kind of inspired this sound that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am such a basic white girl. It's crazy. I love Lady Gaga, and I don't know, like, to me, she can do no wrong. She's amazing. I love how creative she is. I actually didn't, like, I always liked her, but I was never, like, a really, like, big fan of hers until she released the album Joanne.
Okay.
Like, 4 or 5 years ago now. Mm-hmm. That's where I truly realized that she's not just a crazy person and a crazy artist, but also extremely talented. Like, her voice, her songwriting, and all, like, just everything about her is so creative and just polished, but raw at the same time.
Right.
Right? It's not like musical theater kind of polished, which is exactly why I didn't want to do musical theater. It was just too polished for me. So like Lady Gaga knows exactly what she's doing, but she's raw in what she's doing. And that's what I really love about her. But besides that, I just honestly listen to the top 40s. I love just listening to mainstream pop, there's just something about it that I guess it's simplicity. Mm-hmm. I love it. It sounds wonderful to me.
Speaking of that, since you have a background of growing up in Switzerland, what is the European pop scene like compared to American music now? How is it kind of different?
Yeah, so it's actually not very different at all. So like our top radio stations, they all play, the top 40 songs that are top 40 songs here. Like from time to time, you'll see some German song in there. So I grew up speaking German, right? So not all artists in Switzerland, but most artists in Switzerland sing their music in either Swiss German or German or French.
Okay.
So sometimes you'll see, or Italian also, but that's a little bit more rare. But sometimes you see like one or two songs in rotation. But other than that, at least when I still lived there, it was pretty much what you heard here. Now, because of the pandemic, I heard that they're trying to push more Swiss artists.
Okay.
Like even the major stations. So now I would assume it's more, music by artists from Switzerland.
Sure.
But in general, still a lot of, top 40s pop music, which you would hear here as well.
Okay. Who did you grow up listening to?
Whatever was on the radio. Christina Aguilera was huge for me when I grew up. I always wanted to be just like her. When I first started like really singing and taking voice lessons, mm-hmm. Demi Lovato, Beyonce, Whitney Houston, those huge vocalists.
Yeah.
Those I guess were like my biggest influence and what I kind of wanted to be like as well. Okay. When I grew up.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And, saying those names and then thinking, thinking of also like the Lady Gaga influence, I'm like, it all kind of, I hear little bits and pieces of that when I hear, the stuff that you've been putting out. Speaking of that,
I love it. Thank you.
Speaking of that, with the new music that you've been putting out in the last couple of years, it's been singles primarily. Is there any plans to work on a larger piece of music, like an EP or an album, anything that we should be on the lookout for?
Yeah, so I actually have another single coming out in January.
Okay.
We're currently prepping for that release. But then in March, I'm releasing the full-length album.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that. The songs are all ready. I have them all. They're all ready to go. But now it's just, figuring out how to release them. So January, one more single, and then the rest of the album.
Okay. We can look forward to that. With the album, was that something that's been written for a while? Or, we've all been locked down for a long time. Is there stuff that got completed?
Yeah, I've actually had this. Sorry, say that again?
Oh, is there stuff that's been, did you complete the album while we were in, kind of quarantined? Or was it pre-pandemic that everything was kind of written and ready?
Yeah, no, everything was pre-pandemic. I've been sitting on that stuff for a while now. I had a tour lined up in April of this year that all got canceled. So my whole plan just kind of got shifted around. So, yeah, we just kind of pushed everything back a little bit. I've had these songs ready for a while now.
Okay, very awesome. Have you gotten a chance to write? Or, have you gotten inspired at all by having more time to yourself kind of at home? Or how did it kind of affect you? Were you more, leaning towards, okay, maybe now is not the time to write music? Or did you kind of go the other way and get very creative and think of new things to work on?
I wish I could tell you that I have been more creative during this time because I have more time to just, spend with my thoughts and spend, singing and playing instruments and all that good stuff. But honestly, to me, I get more inspired by the things that are happening around me. Now, obviously, there's been a lot of stuff happening this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to, for me, I have to experience it firsthand. And okay. I've been inside of my home a lot
yeah.
these past couple months. So for me, it's more like connecting with my friends and family and strangers that makes me be more creative. And I always like writing with other people, and I really haven't been doing that at all this year, like with other people.
Right.
And to me, it's the best thing, like writing with other people, like seeing their process, their thoughts, their inspirations. To me, there's nothing better than that. I'm not claiming to be, you know, like, I want to do this all by myself. Like, no, I want to work with as many cool people as I can, because there's plenty of stuff that I can learn from other people.
Sure. Definitely. And I completely relate to that. Everybody has, you know, different ways that they handled the situation of this year. And that makes total sense. Speaking of being, you know, an independent artist and kind of getting everything going, you know, pre-pandemic, aside from that, what do you think is like the biggest thing for, like the biggest struggle for an indie artist or an independent artist to kind of get their name out there, to get, you know, their music out to the world? In your opinion.
Well, in my opinion, yes. The biggest struggle is to get your music heard and get your name out there. Now, why that is the case, like why people are struggling with that, you know, if I knew, I would do it myself.
Right.
Like, if you look at my numbers on Spotify and all that good stuff, they're not great. They're not horrible, but they're not great.
Mm-hmm.
So if I knew what it would take to get, you know, an independent artist's music heard, I would do it myself. You know, there's a lot of these programs and online courses and all that good stuff that people are trying to sell on Facebook and all that good stuff. And I'm sure some of them are really helpful, but, you know, it's not a one fits all kind of approach, I believe.
Yes, definitely.
Like with getting your music heard. So I've been like hesitant, really like buying one of those courses, because I'm like, yeah, sure, that worked for you and that's great. But
right.
And then also you don't want to make excuses. I think the biggest thing is just taking the time, sitting in front of your computer, reach out to playlist like creators and, you know, just playlist people and radio people. And I think it's just really sticking with it and taking the time to reach out to these people. And, you know, first of all, figure out who you even have to reach out to.
Yes.
I think that's one of the hardest parts. Like, yeah, sure, there's these hundreds of really successful playlists and, you know, you want to get your songs on there, but you have to first figure out who makes those playlists and how can you reach out to these people? Like, is there an email address that you can find anywhere? Same with radio stations. You know, many artists think that they don't have to do radio anymore. I honestly believe like radio is a great way to get heard still.
Definitely.
During the times of streaming. So, you know, I think the biggest thing is just sitting down, doing your research, and be persistent.
Right.
You know, like if you don't get an answer, you still like just email them every single week. Hey, have you had a chance yet? I would really love your feedback. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is, you just have to be persistent. You have to be that annoying person.
Right. No,
I guess.
100%
agree
with that.
That.
I definitely agree with that. And especially, you know, what you're saying with the internet too, of like, you know, there's all these programs out there. Without naming any names, have you gotten burned by any of those in the past before, where it's been like the too good to be true thing and you try it? Because I know, I mean, even just running, you know, Breaking and Entering, I've fallen for stuff before online too, where like all of a sudden, you know, of course I want a million YouTube viewers, or I want, you know, 10,000 mm-hmm. traffic things for my website. So have you ever had anything like that? Any horror stories like that where it just kind of has not worked out the way it's supposed to?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So I never, you know, like buying followers and that stuff. I've never really done that. But I have definitely paid people money and they have not delivered what they were supposed to.
Sure.
So I've been burned a lot. And my recommendation to people out there who are doing music is be careful who you work with, but you can't do it alone.
Yes.
And never pay anyone all the money up front. Like some sort of payment up front is fine, but not everything up front, because then they have no reason to work for you anymore.
Yeah.
Because they already got paid.
Yeah, definitely. I like I said, have had situations like that where it's been like, of course, the, you know, this looks like a great thing, and then you try it and then it's not really what it looks like, and then it just doesn't kind of pan out. So I'm glad that somebody else has
Yeah,
gotten.
and you know, like I've yeah, oh yeah, no, you're not alone, trust me. And you know, like I've worked with people that other people that I really trust have recommended to me, and I've gotten burned that way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, still do your research, even if it's like your most trusted person that recommends someone else, like, do your research.
Yes, definitely.
Trust me, you'll want to do that.
On a more positive note, let's talk about your most recent single. What kind of went into putting that song out and deciding that that was going to be like the one for this year? Because it's your only track that you've dropped this year, right?
Yeah, it's the only, White Lies is the only song I released this year. But I gotta tell you, I love this song. I think it's so cool. And, you know, like, I don't want to get like too political, but it's the only chance you've got these days. Like, you can politics, am I right?
Right.
But, you know, like, a white lie at this point, you know, in politics, it's more than like a lie than a white lie. So we're surrounded by lies all the time. But I don't know why this song. Honestly, I believe it's one of my strongest songs ever.
Okay.
And at this point, you know, like, for a very new artist like me, you want to put out your best material. So when somebody hears it, they're like, oh, what else does she have?
Sure.
You know, so I think that's kind of like the main reason why I released that song. It's just because it's one of my best songs. And yeah, I wish I had a better answer for that. But
no, I think that's great. Yeah, no, and it's a very, very catchy song. And I was playing it like literally right before we went into doing this. And yeah, it's stuck in my head already, which is good. That's a good thing.
I love it.
and that kind of segues into, like, if you had to pick one song that you would take as, like, of the three that are out, I know, which one would you probably recommend to somebody to be like, this is my sound, this is who I am, like, this is the starting point? Would it be White Lies, or would it be one of the other tracks that are out?
Oh, such a good question. You know, like, If my next single, when that comes out, my answer will be that single.
Okay.
That's definitely most like me. But with the three songs that I have out, it would be between White Lies and Taboo. I'm not sure which one I would choose, though.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a tie, I guess. But the next single, that one is definitely like straight on what I really love. And well, I think it's the best thing, like the best song that I have, the next one that comes out.
Okay.
But, you know, like, everybody always says that whenever you write a new song, you're like, that's my best one yet.
Right.
And then you write another one and you're like, that's my best one. So it's kind of hard to tell. But, you know, I try to like find like the middle ground between like pop, pop, pop and adding just a little bit of rock in there.
Okay.
You know, just a little bit of dirt. I like to call it dirt. And I think I really nailed that with my next single. And White Lies also kind of has that, where Taboo is a little bit more straight pop, I guess.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess I made my decision. White Lies. There you go.
There we go. Okay, that works. And then we will look out for the new single as well. Lumain, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. If they want to get in touch with you,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, if they want to get in touch with you, if they want to follow you on social media, where do they go do that?
Yeah, so you can find me on all social media platforms under Lumain Music. So yeah, I'm most active on my Instagram, but also if you want to see funny videos, follow me on TikTok, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm a crazy person, but it's fine.
That's all right. You need a little bit of that to, you know, everything is image now. You need a little bit of everything. So, but yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, but you got to have fun too, right?
Of course. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Really, really appreciate it. And we will look out for the new single, and we will check out White Lies as well. So thank you for being on the Breaking and Entering podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate.
All right, thank you to Lumaine for taking the time to sit down and talk to us. Don't forget to check out the single White Lies. It's available everywhere right now on all of your streaming platforms. And you can check out new music every single day at breakingandentering.net as well. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, just about anywhere on the internet. We've got a weekly e-newsletter that you can sign up for that you can get all of this in your inbox every single week. We're doing a lot of stuff on Twitch lately. We've got a radio show you can check out here on Spotify as well. You can listen to this podcast on just about any streaming platform. We're all over the internet. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time on the Breaking and Entering podcast. Hey guys, it's Alan. Just wanted to check in at the end of the episode again and let you know that every week on Twitch, you can watch The Writer's Room. You can join myself and the host of the Mr. Nice Guy podcast, as well as Breaking and Entering contributing writer Ben Slowey, as we sit down and talk about the week in walking music, and we play some local music videos in between as well. You can catch the show every Tuesday at 5 o'clock on twitch.tv/breakingandentering1. That's Breaking and Entering and the number 1.